AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A month after his Denver Broncos won Super Bowl 50, quarterback Peyton Manning has decided to retire. Person in the know says Manning called general manager John Elway and coach Gary Kubiak last night to tell them that he's leaving the NFL after 18 seasons. Manning won his first Super Bowl in 2007 with the Indianapolis Colts, his second just last month. Ted Cruz gained a few delegates on Donald Trump in yesterday's GOP races. He and Marco Rubio and Ohio Governor John Kasich say they have no intentions of dropping out. Kasich, who remains fourth in the latest count, tells ABC's This Week he expects to do very well in Michigan on Tuesday in his home state a week later.
I will win Ohio, and it'll be a whole new ball game, and I'll be able to compete in a lot of these states. And let's face it, there's some places in the South we just didn't compete there really aggressively. We didn't compete in caucuses last night. We still got delegates.
In the Democratic Party contest, Bernie Sanders took 2 of 3 yesterday.
We won in Kansas with a good vote. Won in Nebraska with a good vote.
Hillary Clinton, however, still collects the most delegates based on her strong showings in both of those states, as well as a win in Louisiana. The two will debate tonight in Flint, Michigan. Close to 50 people are dead in a suicide truck bombing in Iraq. The AP's Ashraf Khalil is covering the story from Cairo.
A suicide bomber in Iraq on Sunday detonated an explosives-laden fuel truck at a security checkpoint about 60 miles south of Baghdad in the town of Hilla. So far, the death toll stands at 47, although that might rise, and another 65 people were wounded.
Experts say the Islamic State group is keeping pressure on Baghdad and other government-held areas with suicide bombings and the like as a way to delay an Iraqi military offensive against Mosul. This is AP Radio News. A half foot of rain has fallen in Northern California, and the storm should bring more today as far south as Southern California. National Weather Service meteorologist Rich Otto says the mountains are also catching a lot of snow.
The Sierra Nevada mountains, as you get up into some of the higher elevations where some of the ski resorts are, they're going to pick up several feet of snow just this weekend with this system.
Second front coming in right behind this weekend system, bringing more rain and snow to the Pacific Northwest and California. Israel's prime minister says those predicting the collapse of his country's relationship with the United States are wrong. Benjamin Netanyahu says the upcoming visit of Vice President Joe Biden proves that the strong ties between the close allies still exist. Netanyahu has had a rocky relationship with President Obama, especially over the nuclear deal with Iran. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.